Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, here's something to put on your calendars. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry, in partnership with the Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative, are hosting something called the Oklahoma Local Agriculture Summit, or OKLAS. It's coming up on February the 28th through March the 2nd at the Stony Creek Hotel in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Call got the chance to visit with the individuals that are putting OKLAS 2023 together, Diana Prieto and Bailey Acosta. Prieto said on Monday, February the 27th, there's going to be an innovative farm tour where registrants will have the opportunity to tour different farm facilities in the Tulsa area. Each farm is going to feature a speaker who's going to talk about their operation. There's also going to be workshops on Tuesday, February the 28th, and a day of sessions targeted at growers, market managers, and agritourism producers coming up on Wednesday, March the 1st. On the very last day of the conference, that's March the 2nd, there's going to be an agritourism bus visiting four Northeast Oklahoma agritourism locations. Prieto said this year our goal is to reach more people and, of course, have returning attendees. Acosta gives us all of the information on how you can get registered.
So they can visit our website. It is oklac.org, so Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative.org, OKLAC/OKLAS. And that we have a big event page with the schedule broken down. There's a few different registration links for the farm tour and the agritourism bus tour. But the event is completely free besides the agritourism bus tour on the last day, and that's $15. And then after the workshop days on Tuesday, the 28th, we have a farm to table dinner. That's going to be $35 per person, and it's completely optional, but it's going to be a good time.
Once again, to learn more about OKLAS 2023, you can also visit the event's Facebook page or their website. Well, U.S. farm cash receipts from animals and animal products totaled $195.8 billion in 2021, led by receipts for cattle and calves at $72.9 billion, or roughly 37%. USDA's Economic Research Service reported that poultry and egg products made up the next largest share of the 2021 cash receipts at $46.1 billion, or around 24%, followed by dairy at $41.8 billion, 21%, hogs at $28 billion, or 14%, and other animals and animal products at $7.0 billion, around 4%. As part of its Farm Income and Wealth Statistics data product, in late August or early September each year, the Economic Research Service releases estimates of the prior year's farm sector cash receipts from agricultural commodity sales. The data provided includes cash receipt estimates by types of commodities, which can also help in understanding the U.S. farm sector. The estimates may be revised as new information becomes available. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breeds. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on dvauction.com. Catalog and videos at dvauction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.